This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation is advocating for the continuation of China trade discussions. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The trade relationship between the U.S. and China remains critically important for American agriculture. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said there has been some progress between the two nations recently.
President Trump and President Xi of China came to a deal back on October 31st. For 1 year, we're going to delay any new tariffs. They reduced some tariffs by about 10%, several purchase commitments by China for U.S. ag products, and those port fees, which had gone into effect fairly recently, those were delayed a year.
Farm Bureau recently submitted comments to the U.S. Trade Representative's office encouraging further discussions regarding previous agreements with China.
Which means they look into the issue, they gather information, and at the end of the day, they could decide, we can use this when we're having continuing negotiations. And we pointed out that China did not fulfill that phase one agreement that was signed in 20. They didn't remove all of the non-tariff trade barriers. We let them know that those were things that needed to continue to be worked on.
Salmonson said there have been some positive developments in the last several weeks.
It's a multi-year commitment headed off by soybeans. So they said for 2025, they would purchase up to 12 million metric tons of soybeans, and they have been purchasing some. And for the next 3 years, they said they will purchase 25 million metric tons a year.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our podcast under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.